Why is everyone anorexic again? Has anyone else noticed looking at celebrities that were going through like a heroin chic too thing? Ozempic? Yeah, but it's like, it's really not good. I've seen so many Oscar party photos from women who look like they could be destroyed by a strong breeze or even a medium breeze. You know, conservatives are in. It does feel like a return to cultural conservatism, you know? I'm even seeing it on my For You feed because I get a lot of, like, YouTube shorts that are fashion recommendations, and it's more like girls being like, how to style X. But I've been seeing so many more girls who are just insanely skinny. I've been seeing a lot of it, like everywhere, you know? Anna Taylor-Joy looks unwell. I also saw some people complaining that TikTok is promoting a bunch of Ozempic or Ozempic adjacent ads. Oh God, yeah, look at this. Yeah, I saw this. Anna Taylor-Joy's face. It's skeletal, man. What the fuck? That shit's crazy. Is that not edited? I don't think so. It's been modified. I swear to God, I saw an image just like this. Like, that's what I remember it looking like. I don't know. It seems like it's attracting a lot of commentary or attention. Like, Jesus, look at Demi Moore. Look at this. What the hell? Her skin is like paper. You're talking about Margot Robbie? Maybe. Have you seen The Substance? Yes. Though it's worth noting that in The Substance, the girl that gets transformed into looked healthier than a lot of the girls that were at the fucking awards party, you know? At least she looked like she exercised. This one will shock you. Oh, Kelly Osbourne? Yeah. I don't know. Kate Moss is the Edie OG. I feel like I remember this back in the early 2000s, and we're going back into it. I don't know why Margot Robbie did this. She was already one of the most beautiful women, like, in the world. Why'd she do this? I don't get it. I don't understand. It's also, like, work done. It's not just losing weight. Like, Margot Robbie, what the fuck? Women can't win, too fat, too skinny. Nah. These are celebrities. Their weight and their presentation are a public... They're a public choice. They're like a showcase. It's an image thing, you know? This shit's going to contribute to, or I guess is a component of, you know, is in tandem with a rise in ED stuff, which isn't good. We're going on a bit of a tangent. Well, yeah, of course. I think stuff like this is part and parcel with like a fascistic cultural attitude, you know? Say what you will about body positivity during Woke One, but there's no denying that giving more social attention to like, I don't know, brown women with love handles. It sort of enables more progressive discourse than whatever you get with like 90-pound white women, right? This stuff, it's a deliberate choice, you know? It's being done. It's an affect that you choose. Also, I don't know, man. I feel like girls probably, like young, like regular girls, not celebrities, but like regular girls probably deal with enough of this shit. Thought we should go for systems and the reasons why instead of individuals, because these people are individuals in power. They're not just like that's like saying we shouldn't go after Republicans because they're individuals rather than the systems they represent. I mean, the modeling and you know, acting industries are the main forces through which body standards are pushed, right? Unjustified war in the Middle East. Everyone's deathly skinny. Republican president. Holy shit, we really are in the 2000s again. Yeah, right? Heroin chic 2.0. Somebody made a comment that I thought was really smart when I tweeted about this that resonated with me, which was that this feels worse than heroin chic 1.0 because the whole point of heroin chic 1.0 was to contribute to this image that you're a party girl. Like girls wearing low-rise jeans and crop tops and like long-sleeve tees under short-sleeve tees. And the idea is they're out there, they're doing cocaine, they're partying, they're dancing all night. But the modern heroin chic look is this weird, austere, plastic. It doesn't come across like party girl at all. There's not even like an underlying virtue being sold. It just feels like, well, everyone's just skeletal on their own. Quick press of the everyone's hot but no one is sexy button. Yeah! People used to be sexy. Everyone's hot but no one's sexy. Back in the 2000s, celebrities were like... were like sexy. It wasn't just they're this like idyllic platonic sculpture of beauty that you're meant to look at and appreciate from a distance. There was a more like low down attitude, I think, for a lot of them, which I mean obviously is still the case in like the music industry, but I think in acting there's definitely been a shift in the poise, maybe. I don't know enough about it to really wax poetic on the subject. The sexiness is in the cheek. We sucked out all the buccal fat, now no one's sexy. The insistence with buccal fat removal is wild to me. I don't get that at all. You know, I don't understand that at all. That's crazy to me. I don't know how that got so popular. It always makes people look gaunt. I don't get it. It does make you look older. Yeah, it does. What's buccal fat? It's like the like cheek fat, you know? I like gaunt people. That's great, but we're not talking about what makes our peepees hard. We're talking about like a really unhealthy industry that pushes bad standards, like health and appearance to people. That's we're not talking about what we like aesthetically. It's buccal is pronounced like buckle. I don't think that's true. It's also something only girls seem to obsess and pressure other girls through, though. As far as I see, guys don't want girls to be skeletons either. Well, okay, there's kind of a duality to that because men love to put the blame onto women, and it is true that day to day, women are absolutely the main pushers of arbitrary beauty standards onto other women, if for no other reason than because they're socially proximate. But the problem is that guys often reinforce it from a distance. In this case, though, it's not about like who you're attractive for. It's more of like the perceived virtue of your own appearance, right? Like usually, if girls have anorexia or bulimia or whatever the fuck, they're not doing it because they want to appear attractive to other people. It's because they have a personal standard for what they think is attractive, and their personal standard is fucking insane, weigh 2 pounds, whatever, right? It's about their own perception and their self-perception. It's not about like trying to meet a broader set of standards, but it's nonetheless affected by the broader set of standards, which is why stuff like this is so weird to me. I don't know. I don't. Yeah, it's kind of like how a bunch of guys are super insecure about not looking roided out, even though no woman has ever asked them to look roided out. Like, guys will lie to themselves and say that they're working out super hard to appeal to women, but women don't give a fuck if you have a bit of a belly. So you're really just doing it to appeal to guys, but there's still like a broader social standard there, right? Gay men like roided guys more than women do. Yeah. And I guess maybe women like anorexic women more than men do. Maybe. I don't know. I've seen what the actresses over at Wicked look like. Women love guys who are a little ugly. That's true. Yeah. Is there a similar problem on the other side of the coin for being overweight? I don't really think it's comparable because, for one, everyone knows, like everyone on Earth knows, what happens if you eat too much fatty food. No, everyone already knows, right? Whereas, like, it seems like nobody knows what happens if you get too underweight or like what it does to you. And also, I feel like everyone are like, because there's not really a comparison to be made, I think, because there are so few people who are like, yum, yum, I'm a feeder, get me fat, right? People who are deliberately trying to get fat. But there are lots of people who are deliberately trying to starve themselves. It's like really, really common, sadly. No one wants to be overweight. No, there are people who want to be overweight, but there aren't often people who are like, I am maximizing the outcome of getting fat. My goal is to turn into a big round balloon. But there are people who do the opposite thing. It's called mass maxing. Yeah, true. I once got so thin I could feel my bladder fill. Yeesh. Okay. Good Lord. Gotta eat some food, man. Food is expensive. That has nothing to do with anorexia. I agree if you're only talking about talking about subjective appearances or whatever. I'm mostly commenting on the fact that it seems like everyone in Hollywood is getting skinnier. And I know that's Ozempic, but they're not. The Ozempic is not stopping at like, oh, I'm not fat anymore. A lot of the people in Hollywood, like, there's definitely a downward shift in average weight, which seems, I mean, it's reflective of something. And I don't just think it's Ozempic, you know. I think people are getting more. I do think, who was the one who said it? Who was the one who said everyone's hot but nobody's sexy? I think that's such a good summary. God, Amy Schumer looks weird post Ozempic. Everyone's beautiful, no one's horny. Modern action and superhero films fetishize the body even as they desexualize it. It's very weird. It's very weird. And there are downstream social consequences, man. Nobody be fucking. It's a bad counter to the fat shaming, leather front, the culture war, the health nuts versus body positivity people. Most people are normal about online discourse always tries to push opinion into either extreme. Listen, if we had the opposite problem and like every single actress was getting big and round or whatever, then we could talk about the social normalization of obesity. I just feel like that's not really the world that we live in, you know? It were for a while, BBL surgeries. Sure, but that's not like getting obese. That's different. And if every male actor was getting obese, I guess. I don't know. I feel like we're trending into a lot of whataboutisms here. I feel like there are negative social consequences to fucking 50 actresses all looking like skeletons. That's all. It has nothing to do with like what you do or don't find attractive. It's just, you know, EDs are already a pretty significant issue. They're super common here. They're also super common in like South Korea, right? South Korea has its own issue, and that's kind of the direction we're trending in. Nobody fucks. Nobody has kids. Weird separation between the genders. Women adhere to extremely I guess stringent beauty standards, you know. Have you looked into the rise of cortisol? No, my cortisol levels never rise. Didn't South Korea recently hit an all-time high birth rate? No? All-time high? No, I don't think so. That would be very surprising to me. That would be very surprising to me. All-time low? Is cortisol a dog whistle? No. Ozempic is the new aristocratic pallor in the ribbon. Dude, Ozempic is, hold on. How many Americans, hold on, have used Ozempic? It's insanely common. About 1 in 8 American adults have reported using GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic. 1 in 8. That's crazy. That's huge, man. It's advertised everywhere. Yeah, very popular stuff. Who can afford it? It's not that expensive. Will most of the users eventually rebound, put the weight back on? I don't know if there's any evidence to that point. Like, maybe? I don't think it's like the same as a stomach staple or whatever. Are Hollywood and its trends even culturally relevant anymore? Yes, just because you only play video games doesn't mean that Hollywood is less culturally relevant, I promise you. Even though you don't pay attention to it, Zootopia 2 made like $50 trillion. You've just gotten older. Obesity is a plight on modern civilization. What's the problem with the drug that cures it? For one, that's very moralistic language. Plight on modern civilization. My only problem with Ozempic, apart from the fact that it seems to be turning everyone into skeletons in Hollywood, I guess, my problem with it is that it doesn't make your organs healthier, right? Like, if you work out to lose weight, you're not just losing weight, you're strengthening your heart and your lungs and your tendons and your muscles, of course. Whereas if you just lose weight via Ozempic or like just dieting but no exercise, just sit there and eat less or whatever, it makes you skinnier, but it doesn't necessarily fix any other problems with you, which means that in the long run, you might end up developing a wide variety of issues that are associated with higher weight, but are just caused by an inactive lifestyle. Okay, but Zootopia 2 is unironically good. Well, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. Ozempic's just dieting without the exercise. All it does is suppress appetite. Yeah, for sure. The benefits of GLP-1 receptors and cardiovascular diseases. It's a lot of text. Glycemic control. Well, that makes sense. It's for people with diabetes. Widely distributed in the body. Yes. You should still work out, though, right? Why do I feel like I haven't said anything controversial, but a bunch of people in chat are mad at me? I feel a great malice emanating from the chat. Super desperate, need to shift the language around the obesity issue. Yeah, you're never helping if you moralize obesity, that's for sure. Or like being overweight or whatever the fuck. People are insane about weight. Or people have like a wide variety of, I guess, unscientific views about it, including doctors. Are we on topic? I mean, it's pretty important. I don't know. That's why everyone says, yeah, you say people lose weight when they go travel to Tokyo or Europe or whatever, and it's because their food isn't injected with artificial, sweeteners. And also because they walk around a bunch. And yeah, like people over there are a lot healthier than we are, on average. The issue is already thin. People use it to stop eating altogether. Well, that's what's happening in Hollywood, yeah. Okay, people say that's edited. I don't know. You can take whatever pictures you want from this, I guess. Some of these ladies were not having issues with their weight beforehand. I mean, you never know if it's Ozempic, but it's just, you gotta think you're gonna kind of assume. For some of them, it must be. The bread in Australia isn't fucking cake, and I miss it. Yeah, it is insane how quickly the calories ramp up over here in America. Yeah. Even just like regular shopping, just grocery shopping. Otherwise, you're just eating like rice and grilled chicken. I mean, if you stick to rice and grilled chicken, you can keep the calories low. But outside of that, especially if you go to a fucking restaurant. Wait, that's a shirt, not her back. Yeah, that's she's wearing a thin shirt here, I think. But it's, I mean, you can see the body underneath it.